Learn Cantonese Daily by Insperling. Day 223, How to Describe Natural Landmarks with Appropriate Classifiers. Natural landmarks you can use to classify go, lake, wu, ocean, hoi, look at this lake, tai ha li go wu. Tai ha li go wu. Natural landmarks you can use to classify jaw. Mountain. Sun. Hill. Sanyo. This mountain is covering that mountain. Ni jo san, jie ju jo, go jo san. Ni zhuo san, zhe zhu zhuo, guo zhuo san. Natural landmarks you can use to classify tiu. River. Ho. Hiking trail. Hang san ging. Biking trail. Dan che ging. Follow this hiking trail. 根据你条爬山径. Natural landmarks you can use to classify pin. Cornfield. 粟米田. Forest. 树林. Mountain range. 山脉. Marsh. 沼泽. Desert. 沙漠. Why is there a cornfield here?
点解呢度有一片粟米田? 一片粟米田.
Thank you so much for listening. You can view the lesson transcript at insperlang.com/cantopod. And you can also sign up for our Zoom classes at insperlang.com/zoom to start learning Cantonese with me, or get our books for beginners and intermediate students on the same website. And also my sequel, Learn to Speak Cantonese 2, is finally released now. So if you would like to support me in any way, this is your perfect chance to get your copy. And especially if you get it on Insperlang, I'll be able to donate 30% of my royalties to different animal and environment conservation organizations, which is a big theme of this book. And don't forget to follow us on your favorite social media platform, because I'm posting daily journaling questions with sample responses in Chinese for you to practice applying the language. That being said, stay well, and I will see you next time. 下次见，拜拜。